We're going to open, first of all, to the book of Luke. So let's get in our Bibles for a little while this evening. The Word of God, it's food for your soul. It'll help you if you'll let it. If you'll let it, it'll help you. If you won't, it won't. But if you'll let it, it'll help you. Now, tonight, I'm reading my Bible this morning, in my regular Bible reading, come across this verse. It was not what I was planning on doing tonight. And I come across this verse of Scripture, and it helped me. And I got down and in my bedroom, and I said, Lord, I want you to help me to do that. And so I made up my mind early this morning, by God's grace, I was going to try to do it. Then it was the word mercy. And then I put a CD on. I was listening to Dr. Ruckman. He's teaching on some doctrinal attributes of God and stuff. And one of them is mercy. He started talking about mercy. And I said, so I thought, maybe the Lord wants me to use that tonight. And I started writing down a few verses and stuff like that. And then I turned on the radio. And as soon as I turned the radio on, the first word the preacher said was mercy. I said, okay. I'm ready. Honestly, I was going to do something else. But this happens regularly if you're a preacher, and I love it. I love it when you feel like the Lord's speaking to you. Now, the people in the world call that coincidence. But it's not, you know, thousands of times, it ain't coincidence. The Lord will lead His people. The Lord will talk to you if you're within talking distance. If you listen, He'll talk to you. Now, if you're stubborn and bullheaded, you'll just run yourself into a wall somewhere. But if you listen, God will talk to you. So tonight, I'll listen to Him. I'll listen to Him. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 and verse, I'm going to begin reading with verse 31. And this would do us all good tonight, every one of us, if we'd put this in practice. This goes against our nature. But it's the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, greatest man that's ever lived on the planet, God in the flesh. And He told us how to deal with each other. And He said this, verse 31, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. That means do to other people the way you want. Mom told us, treat other people like you want them to treat you. That's one of them verses. It's easy to preach and hard to practice. But it's the best way to live. All right? Verse 32. For if you love them which love you, if you're just nice to people, it's nice to you. What thank you? Sinners do that. Hollywood does that. Scratch your back, I'll scratch yours. You scratch mine. You know the way they say it out there in the world. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank you? You ain't nothing. Verse 33. Sinners do the same. Verse 34. If you lend to them whom you hope to receive, what thank you? Sinners lend to sinners. And that's what the business world. But verse 35, but love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. Really what that means is sometimes you just let somebody, let them cheat you, let them beat you, let them take advantage of you, for your reward will be great and ye shall be the children of the highest. Verse 35, here's what I want to talk about tonight. For He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Jesus said for me and you to be merciful just like God our Father is merciful. That's what I want to talk about tonight. I was trying to figure out the difference between mercy and forgiveness. Sometimes the Bible uses the word forgiveness. Other times it's mercy. So I looked it up in the dictionary in English. You don't have to worry about me pulling a bunch of Greek on y'all. You ought to thank God for that. You go to a lot of churches and all the preacher throws you about 20 Greek words at you and gives you the impression if you don't know Greek, you can't really know what God said. We don't believe that. We believe we have what God said in English. And if you want to know a verse of word, look it up. Amen? Listen, if you believe the Word of God is only in Greek, brother, let's go to school and let's learn Greek. And we're going to buy everybody a copy of it and I'm going to start preaching it every Sunday in Greek. But I don't believe that. I believe we got the Word of God in English. The word mercy means this. Now we know forgiveness means to give up the right or desire to punish. You know how we are. We say, well, I'll get you. I'll show him. I'll show her. That's forgiveness is opposite of that. Forgiveness is saying, let it go. If they need to be punished, let God do it. Vengeance is God's. His, I'll repay. You say, well, I'm not going to let nobody run over me. Well, you're not being like the Lord. You better just let it go. And if they need to be punished, God will punish them. And he might punish you. Amen. You might be the one that needs to be punished. I might need to be the one. So be careful about and make sure you forgive people. The word mercy is different. Let me tell you what mercy means. You ever looked up the word mercy? The word mercy means kindness beyond what can be claimed or expected. Kindness beyond. Notice in verse 35 it said he was kind to the unthankful, merciful. Kind and mercy go a long way. Boy, we're short on that. I am. God, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, help. He said, be merciful as he's merciful. You know what mercy is? Kindness beyond what can be claimed or expected. What does that mean? Claimed or expected. I expect y'all to be kind to me. But mercy is going beyond that. I claim that my kids ought to be kind to me. My goodness, I'm her daddy. I raised them, right? But mercy is going beyond what can be claimed or expected. Mercy is doing something for somebody they don't deserve. That's what he said. He's kind to the unthankful and to the evil. God's kind to the evil. Have you ever thought about how kind the Lord is to evil people? Lord have mercy. If me and you was up there in heaven, about the time that fool I showed here on that video Sunday night, about the time he come out with a, he said, ha ha, God had a son. Oh boy, I'd hit him with about 200 volts of lightning, kill him right there on the stage, wouldn't you? I mean, that's the way. Wait, I'll show you, buddy. One man said, he said, if I have a rifle, I'd shoot that guy. And that's the way I am too. I want to just knock him in the head. But you know what the Lord done? The Lord let that guy make millions of dollars. That gets us, don't it? You say, how could God be kind to somebody like that? The same way he's kind to somebody like me and you. It ain't deserved. It's undeserved, y'all. Undeserved. Whew. Mercy. Mercy. It's against our nature. It's against our nature. When somebody hurts us, we want to hurt them back. We want to pay them back. They make us suffer, we'll make you suffer. Mom said, treat people the way you want to be treated. I saw a bumper sticker, or I didn't see it. I heard about this bumper sticker. And it said this. It said, here's how we are, people. It said, yes, this is my truck. No, I will not help you move. That's a pretty redneck bumper sticker. You know how redneck, you just find out somebody's got a truck, everybody wants to borrow it when they want to move. But, you know, that's not being merciful. Not being merciful. We are afraid to forgive somebody because we're afraid they'll take advantage of us. That we're going to be trampled on. But the Lord delights in that. He says, go ahead and let them. Go ahead and let them walk on my name. Let them blaspheme. I'm going to be good to them anyway. I'm going to be good to you anyway. You can cuss me. You can lie to me. You can do it. But I'm going to be good to you anyway. That's hard to do. And I said, Lord, help me do that. Lord, help me do that. Lord, help me do that. Here's what he said. He said, be ye merciful as your Father is merciful. So I got to find out how the Lord is, and then I got to be like that. That's a task, man. When people talk about me, I hear people say stuff about me. I told Scott back there a while ago, we was talking, and he said, the devil's been fighting ever since Sunday night. And then all the kids got saved and everything. And he said, the devil don't fight you if you ain't going the right way. I said, buddy, I must be going the right way, cause he's fighting. But you know, he can't hurt you. Can't hurt you. I was running this morning, and I was running down the road, and I was coming down the end, toward the end of Hoppy Tom, and We got these little bitty dogs. There was two or three of them, but they keep getting hit by cars, and now they're on the same place. But one, they ain't that big. They look. I hit one of them. I did not mean to. Lord knows I didn't mean to. I'm telling you, ask Kelly. They look like something's dead, and they get out there and lay in the middle of the road. Stupid thing. They get out there and lay right in the middle of the road, and they look like something that's already dead. And one day I was coming down through there, and I just saw him. I wasn't paying no attention. And right when I got to it, it raised its head up. Like, boom. I heard it go, thump. And I got one of them. I don't know what happened to the other two. But there's one of them still alive. And little bitty black things. They look like a mop. Somebody broke a mop handle off of them. They look like a dust mop. And then there's a big dog over there about that high, solid white, named Snowball. And Snowball would love to get a hold of me. I mean, he runs across there and barks, and his owners holler at him. So I'm running this morning, and I come up. It's so funny. I see that little dog. That little dog, he's about as far here that into that second pew over there, and he's seen me. And he's over in the weeds like this, and he's going like this. His ears perked up. And right when I got to him, you ever seen a dog do this? On all fours like this, and he's in that grave, like a horse pawing. He's going, I'm going to get you, boy. Come on over here. I'm going to tear your legs off. I'm going to eat you, Danny Castle. This will be the last time you ever come down. I mean, he went to kill me. And I come running out of there, and there he looked at me like that. And I just looked at him like that right there. And as soon as I passed, he turned in behind me. And boy, I thought, you know what? I could have killed you any day I wanted to with my car. You've been laying out here. You better watch your mouth, sonny. And you know what I wanted to do? I'll tell you what I wanted to do. I wanted to stop and just kick him in the teeth. It was aggravating. He was right behind me. Right, and you ever had a little dog paw? You think they're going to bite your heel just any second. And, huh? Somebody said something. Anyway, I was running like that, and he got right on my heels, and I kept running. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to let that bother me. I could hear myself preaching. That's just like them preachers that put stuff on me about on the internet. That's just like them people that gossip about me. And I'm just going to run on and ignore him. And he quit and went on. And that's the way we got to learn how to do, people that hurt us and get on our nerves. You just run on. People asked me a long time ago, they said, Danny, how do you handle all them people that criticize you? I outrun them. You just keep running for the Lord. While they're criticizing, sitting at home on their computer trying to find something wrong with, we're up here having a youth service and 4 and 5 people getting saved. You just stay with God, keep going. I heard old Joe Arthur, y'all heard Brother Joe Arthur preach. He's been on that camp meeting hour. Say I made it that camp meeting hour on every day at 2 o'clock. And he was talking about some trouble in his church. He was having some trouble in his church. Somebody said something bad about his wife. And somebody said something bad about him and all that. And he was preaching up a storm. And he said, I hope whoever invented Facebook, may the fleas off 1,000 camels infest your armpits. I thought, that's rough, man. May the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your armpit. I had a picture in my mind of the guy. Who was it? Who did invent Facebook? That old, what's his name? Zucker, old Zucker, whatever his name is. Is that right? Ain't that a young boy? I could see him with 10 million fleas in his armpits. You know, and everything I thought, I don't know if y'all, I agree with it. I think Nosebook has been used 90% evil, maybe 95. But anyway, you got to learn how to just let stuff go, y'all. You got to learn how to let it go. I'm going to give you some verses here. Practice that. You practice verse 31. All that men should do to you, do to them. I tell you, you love Jesus, you claim to be a Christian, treat people like you want them to treat you. You said, well, I did, and it backfired on, it did on Jesus too, but he kept doing it. I'm not supposed to treat you how you treat me. Now, it's human nature. You hit me, I hit you back. See, that's our nature. I'm like that, you're like that. You hit me, I hit you back. But it's got to stop somewhere, and somebody got to say, look, the Lord don't want you me to do this. If you don't, you're going to be fussing at work. You're going to be fussing at home. You're going to be fussing at school. You're going to get a constant. And that's the way most people live their life. Drama. Fussing. All the time. All the time. Mad at somebody at work. Mad at somebody in the family. Mad at somebody at home. Mad at some. Most people live their life. Guess what? Everything ain't going to go like you want it. Everything ain't going to go like I want it. Best thing to do is say, thank God, Lord been good to me. He been good to all of us. And let's try to do what He said. Treat each other the way we want to be treated. All right? Let's look at this mercy. Let's turn. Everybody get your Bible and turn to Psalm 136 for a minute. Please, if you don't mind, I don't usually have you turn to a lot of verses. But let's do this just for a minute. Let me show you an amazing, one of the most amazing chapters in the Bible to me. One of the most amazing chapters in the Bible is Psalm 136. And I used to read it years ago, and first time I read it, I just couldn't believe it. Look at what it says. Verse 1, Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Let's do that, for He is good. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, little g, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for His mercy endureth forever. Verse 4, to Him alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for His mercy, that's Mount Mitchell above Lake James, His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, sun, moon, stars, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, His mercy endureth forever. Moon and the stars to rule by night, His mercy endureth forever. Now stop there just a second. 26 verses, and every one of them says, His mercy endureth forever. God has a lot of attributes. Love, grace, kindness, wrath, jealousy. One of them is mercy. And as far as I know, that's the only chapter in the Bible where it repeats any one of those attributes over and over and over like that. It don't say His grace endureth forever, a whole chapter, every verse. Or His love. That ought to tell us something. That's the only chapter in the Bible. It don't say His love endures forever. It does. But the Lord went out of His way and gave David a whole psalm. Or whoever wrote that one, I'm not sure David wrote that one. But He said, His mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. What is mercy? Going beyond what can be claimed or expected. Doing something for your wife or husband or boss or employee or child or dad or mom that's beyond what can be claimed or expected. Mercy. 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 Over and over and over. Look at verse 23. He remembered us in our low estate when He was down and out. His mercy endureth forever. Verse 24. Redeemed us from our enemies. His mercy endureth forever. He give food to all flesh. That guy and people I showed the other night that's blaspheming His name. The Lord gives them food the next day. And gives them a Cadillac to drive around Hollywood. And lets them make money to buy crack cocaine with. And protects them and keeps their heart beating. That's mercy, brother. That's mercy. You say, well, if I was Him, wait a minute, wait a minute. If we got what we deserve, He'd wipe us out too. Me and you. There ain't no use looking at them atheists up there and saying, bless God. Look, listen, they're bad, but me and you bad too. If it wasn't for God's grace, He'd put every one of us in hell. That's mercy. You need mercy. Amen? Like that lady one time, everybody's talking about justice. God, I want justice. I want justice. You don't need justice. You need mercy. Like that lady one time, she looked at this picture of herself. She said, that picture don't do me justice. And a man said, lady, you don't need justice. You need mercy. Amen. Amen. All right. Love your enemies like Jesus did. He is kind. He is kind. He's kind to people that don't deserve it. Who's that? Us. I'm going to read you some quotes I wrote down. These are verses of Scripture and then some quotes. Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. You remember me telling you about Corey when she was little. She'd grab somebody and she'd hold them down. We'd act like she was beating them. You know, oh, oh. She'd have my arm back. Oh. She'd say the magic word. And we'd say, what is the magic word? She said, it starts with M and ends with Ursi. And you know, you'd have to say mercy. You'd have mercy. Somebody hold you down and say mercy. Well, I'm glad the Lord hears us when we holler mercy. Matthew 5:7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Let me tell you something, buddy. If you're merciful to other people, God will be extra merciful to you. Are y'all listening to me? There's going to come a time when you're going to need help. Going to come a time when you're going to need forgiving or something. Going to come a time when you're going to need helping out. And if you're merciful to people now, you'll reap it. Somebody will help you. If you'll help people, somebody will help you. If you're kind to people, somebody will be kind to you. If you're forgiving, if you're hard on people, they're going to be hard on you one of these days. What goes around comes around. You be merciful and forgive people and treat people right. One of these days when you're down in the dumps, they'll help you out. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Hebrews 4:16, it said we may find mercy and grace to help in a time of need. Ephesians 2 and verse 4, God who is rich in mercy. Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now let's talk about it. Let's talk about having mercy and forgiveness. They're so close together. We'll put them both together for a few minutes tonight. He who forgives ends the quarrel. Somebody said this. One lady said, well, I'll forgive her, but I'm never going to have anything to do with her again. And the pastor looked up and he said, is that the way you want God to forgive you? Really, think about it. Is that the way you want God to do you? When you do something wrong, the Lord say, all right, I'll forgive you, but I'm never having nothing else to do with you again. That ain't the way you want God to do you. You say, well, I don't want it. Well, you better, what? The way you treat people is the way God deals with you. If you say, if you put stipulations on your forgiveness, well, I tell you what, you hurt me, and I'm not forgiving you, and because you hurt me again, and I'm not, you know, that old stupid, unscriptural saying, preacher quoted that to me one time. He said, fool me once, shame on me, on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. That's a cute little saying, but that ain't in the Bible. The Bible says 70 times 7. You ain't a Bible believer quoting that junk. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. That's the world's philosophy. The world's philosophy is, you burnt me one time, you do it again, and I'll knock your brains out. The Lord's philosophy is 70 times 7. Husbands, wives, children, parents. That's rough, ain't it? The man who is fighting sin is too busy to keep a chip on his shoulder. That means if you're mad about something, if you get out and do something for God, you're too busy to hold that chip on your shoulder. There's a rule in sailing. This is for married couples and for anybody at work or people you work with. You ladies work in the office. Y'all work in the schools. Everybody works with people. Everybody works with people who are harder to get along with than others. We all do. Now, when you know you're working around somebody that can't control their emotions and they're hard to get along with, there's a rule in sailing. And that rule says, the more maneuverable ship gives way to the less maneuverable ship. What that means is, if you're both sailing towards each other, one ship, it can just dodge around like this, and the other one's a big old burly ship that can't turn. That little one ought to dodge more and give in more so you won't hit. Now, there's people like that. There's some people, they just have a hard time budging. They have a hard time. They have this thing in their mind, I'm not going to let nobody hurt me. I'm going to stand up for myself. And the devil makes them think that they have to fight their own battles. They really don't. The Lord will take care of you. But when you get like that, you've got to realize if somebody's less maneuverable, the more maneuverable person should give way. And that's the rule out there on the ocean. Somebody said this, only the brave know how to forgive. If you're not brave, it's not in your nature to forgive. If you're a coward and it's just not in your nature. We ought to be able to forgive. We ought to be able to show mercy. We ought to be able to forgive and willing to forgive. I've had people tell me, they said, why do you keep fooling with so-and-so? I've helped boys was on drugs, and then I got back, got them off, got them back, got them off, got them back. And one of them texts me, don't go to our church. One of them texts me yesterday, and was supposed to come Sunday night, and he didn't. He's down in Gastonia, and said, I need you to pray for him. Somebody said, why do you keep fooling somebody like that? Because the Lord keeps fooling me. Lord ain't giving up on me, and I ain't giving up on him. You say, well, you've hauled him around and spent gas and bought him stuff, and then he'll turn right around and do it. Well, yeah, I know. Like me and you do, Jesus. Amen. Now, I will say three things about forgiveness, y'all, and I'll be done. If anybody wants to interrupt me or help me, you feel free to, because I feel like a hypocrite preaching it. I'm not always forgiving and kind. I'm not. And y'all know that. I mean, I got flesh, but when I'm right with God, I want to be kind and I want to be merciful. Three things. Number one, you have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself. Sometimes the hardest thing in the world is forgiving yourself. You feel guilty. I'm bad for this. I tell you, I'm bad for it. When I do something wrong, I talk to myself. You sorry, good for nothing. You hypocrite. You claim to be a preacher. Look what you... And I talk to myself. Y'all think I'm hard on you. I'm a lot harder on me than I am on y'all. I talk to myself. But there's got to come a point where you got to say, okay, let it go. I'm not going... Here's what I do. You sinned years ago. I sinned years ago. And we all did years ago. If you're not careful, every little thing that goes wrong from then on, you'll think, it's because of what I did. It's because of what I did. Does anybody have a problem with that? My sins are coming back to get me. Now hold on. That may be partly true. It may be. Some of the bad things happen to us is because of what we've done wrong. But you can't say, you know, somebody, a rock flew up and hit your windshield, and it's because of what you done 15 years ago. You can't blame somebody else. You can't blame your kid. Well, if you hadn't, I know a man, they're not in our church, who had an affair on his wife. It's been over 15 years ago. And he, over 15 years ago. And that man told me, he said, Brother Danny, my life is living hell. He said, she won't let, he said, everything that happens. He said, if I leave the toothpaste, it's because of what you done. And that's a temptation. Our flesh is tempted to think that everything goes wrong because of what we done a long time ago. And it ain't, y'all. It ain't. You can't say that everything that goes wrong, most of this stuff would have happened if you'd never even done that. Now, some of it is. There's no doubt in my mind. There is no doubt in my mind. There is reaping. And there are things that happen to us to be called direct result of your sin. And if you sin, especially in murder, adultery, what sins like that, there will be things that come in your life that would have never happened otherwise. Don't get me wrong. Don't get the idea you can just do anything and nothing ever happened. But you can't keep blaming yourself for everything that goes wrong in the world. Amen? Everything in the world ain't because you sinned. Everything wrong in the world. When they run them planes in them buildings, it was not because of your sin or my sin. So you got to keep a balance there. Learn how to forgive yourself. If you're not careful, you'll think, God will never forgive me. God will never use me. Mm-hmm. You will be chastised. But you know, when your kid does something wrong, you don't whip it forever. You whip it, and then the whipping's done. And God whips you, and then the whipping's done. There may be repercussions for a long time. You get your hand cut off, something, you'll pay for that the rest of your life. There will be things you'll pay the rest of your life. There are people in the Bible who sinned. David sinned, and God said the sword will never depart from your house. He forgave him, but he had problems with that the rest of his life. There were people in the Bible who, women who sinned, and God said, you never can have a child. Never will you have a child. That was their punishment. That's just the way it goes. And you can't. And they had to live with that. But other things in their life were blessed like crazy. So you got to forgive yourself. The second thing I want to say, you have to forgive your friends. You have to forgive your friends. People do stuff against you, and you got to forgive them. There's a man, a businessman in Marion, that I talked to, I guess it was yesterday morning. Kelly knows the person I'm talking about. And I had hard feelings against this man. And he wanted to talk to me. So I went and talked to him. We sat down and talked for about an hour and a half yesterday morning. And you know what? The more he talked, the softer my heart got toward him. That's why when people get mad at church and stuff like that, it's, ah, bless God. You know what you do? When there's hard feelings, sit down and talk to each other. It may not be as bad as you think. That man told me he never had a family growing up. And it just stabbed me in the heart. Something said, you better watch your attitude toward this man. And he's a person that's easy not to like. I mean, there's a lot of reasons not to like this guy. And the Lord convicted my heart. And I said, you know what? It ain't right how I feel about him. And I said, I'm going to forgive him for having hard feelings in my heart. And I want to be right with him. Forgive your friends. Forgive somebody you work with. Is there somebody you work with you just absolutely can't stand? Don't raise your hand. I'm sure everybody in here probably, if you're blessed enough, you don't have to work, shout. But everybody in here who has a job, I'll guarantee you, there's somebody, some old witch, some old grouch, and you just can't stand them. Amen? Learn to have mercy on them. If you had their problems and their burdens and their spouse, you might be as ornery as they are. Amen? That's right. I said, number one, forgive yourself. Number two, forgive your friends. Number three, forgive your family. Forgive your family. Your mate. This is so important. Because if the devil can drive a wedge in between husband and wife, he's got his foot in the door of your house. You got to remember, your mate ain't the enemy. The devil is. The devil is. Now, he can use you, mate. He uses us all. But we ain't the enemy. The devil is. You know why you get the maddest at your husband or wife than anybody else? I mean, can't you figure this out, y'all? You say, he makes me mad. I get madder at him than he. I could kill him. You know why? Because you care so much about what they think. You love them. And when you love somebody, it hurts you when you have disagreement. It hurts. You know why? Because you care. If you didn't care, it'd say, heck with you. I mean, you know, may the fleas of 1,000 camels infest you, bud. That's your attitude. But man, somebody you love, your wife, your husband, it hurts because you feel like I'm not what they need. I'm not what I want, what they want. I've let them down. They don't like me like I am. That's rough, man. That's awful. You know what you got to do? I preach you this. I preached y'all this for years. You got to get up every morning, read your Bible and pray and forgive. Start out with a clean slate. Amen? Who can help us on that right there? Nobody? Y'all done practicing that. I preached that for years. You got to do that with your family. It's a shame that families fuss and fight and neither one of them is mature, or both of them mature enough to act like adults and get together and make things right. I didn't say agree. I mean, we're going to disagree. You're going to disagree. If two people always agree on everything, one of them's unnecessary, buddy. Somebody ain't got a brain. God, listen, a man said, my wife agrees with everything I said. I don't believe that. She ain't got a brain. She does have a brain. God gave her a brain, and you're going to disagree. And it don't mean you're always right. But it sure, Lord, don't mean she's always right either. Amen? Some of you ladies need to realize you're supposed to be His helpmate. I think some of y'all got that backwards by watching TV. And men need to realize you're supposed to give honor to her as the weaker vessel. I think we got it backwards sometime. Amen? But He said, forgive. Forgive your family. It's a shame that family can't get along with each other. I know families that cuss and scream, you ever come back over here, I'll call the cops, I'll take a warrant. They're own brothers and sisters. I hate you, I'll bust your mouth. I knew of two or three where the brother shot and killed their own brother. Kind of like Cain and Abel. I'm telling y'all, tempers, you know why tempers flare somebody you love? Some of y'all got a sister and you and her can't get along, or you've got a brother. You say, I just stay away. As a man that comes to this church once in a while told me not long ago, he said, I don't even know where my daddy is. He said, I ain't spoke to my daddy in years and years. I know a preacher who fell out with his son because he didn't agree. His son went through a divorce and a big mess. He won't even speak to him, and he's got a bunch of beautiful grandkids and never even seen them because he's too stubborn to say, look, we don't agree on stuff, but I forgive you, you forgive me, let's be a family. Amen? Look, we ain't going to agree. You're going to say, well, they're wrong. Maybe they are. Maybe they ain't. Maybe you are. Maybe you ought to ask the Lord if you're wrong. Maybe you ought to ask the Lord. Really, it don't matter. It don't matter. Let's forgive. Let's be merciful. He said, I was done Ken, Christie's daddy's funeral. That's my girl's grandpa. And Christy is their half-sister. I know it's, I don't want to get into a big mess. But anyway, I done their funeral. And it was so odd that they asked me to do the funeral. People couldn't believe it. People couldn't believe it. They asked him to do that funeral. And I'm telling you, it went good. It went good. And people was crying. And the Lord blessed. And Carrie was up there talking to her mama. And she said, I'm so proud of Daddy and our family that we can all get along, that we don't hold hard feelings. Let me tell you something. If you get this in your heart of, I'll never forgive them for what they did to me. I know people that sit and become a bitter old woman or a bitter old man and never done nothing for God because they refuse to let something go. I know a woman, her husband cheated on her, and it was 30 years ago. And still, she's sitting at home like this right now, talking about her, just steaming over that. I mean, they got to come to a point where you got to say, look, I ain't going to let this run the rest of my life. Now, it comes back up. The devil, every time something happens, the devil brings it up, tries to jab it in you. But bless God, we're not going to let this rule our life. We're going to get past this and go on. Amen? Go on and do something for God. You say, well, Brother Danny, I've sinned. I wonder, what should I do? Get in the bus ministry. Do something for the Lord. That's what I told somebody the other day. They said, well, I'm mad and I'm hurt and I'm discouraged and I'm red. I said, you know what you need to do? What? Do I need therapy and everybody give me a party and I feel sorry for myself? No, you need to get in a bus ministry, you brat. That's right. That's right. Beware of a demonic spirit that makes you sit around all day and feel sorry for yourself. The Holy Ghost don't do you like that. All right? Forgive your family. Forgive. Got anything against anybody in your family? Be merciful to them, y'all. Anybody in your family, be merciful to them. I don't know why I said that. I studied it. God put this on my heart. Ain't no doubt in my mind. God put this on my heart. I guess maybe for me to practice it. I don't know. But I'm telling you, listen, you forgive everybody in your family. Forgive everybody in your family. Let's all make up our mind right now. Forgiven. Now, I don't mean the devil won't try to jab it back up. And when he does, claim it again. Forgive him. Don't sit around and let that bitterness eat you alive because of what happened 10 years ago. Or 10 days ago, for that matter. Anybody want to say anything? Yeah. Amen. That's good. Amen. That's right, buddy. And if you get the blood under it, don't forget about it. Get under the blood. And you know, there's a couple in Marion going through a pretty hard time right now. man sort of got himself into some trouble. And some of his family wouldn't even go to church because they was ashamed of it. And you know what I told them? I said, y'all, you walk in there like you own the place. You hold your head up. If you're right with God and God's forgive you, you don't walk around like this the rest of your life. You hold your head up and say, listen, I'm just as good as anybody else. God's forgive me. And I'm right with the Lord. And don't let the devil beat you to death the rest of your life. I heard a man say one time, he said, well, I just can't get up in the choir, preacher. I ain't fit to. If you're right with God and God's forgive you, you're fit to. You're fit as anybody else. And it don't take God 3 years to forgive you neither. It'll take him 3 seconds. And just make sure you do other people like that when they do you wrong. Anybody else right quick. Don't come to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. Thank you. Okay, I'll kill you, buddy, for what you've done to me. Don't do that. That ain't right. You want God to forgive you? Forgive everybody else. Anybody else right quick. I've talked a little long here tonight. All right, let's bow our heads. Our Father, we come before you this evening.